7 Easter, Tuesday C. First posted May 18, 2010. Genesis 1:1-9, The Tower of Babel. All people of Earth had the same language, and a small vocabulary. People migrated from the east, to Shinar Babylonia, to the plain of the Tigris-Euphrates rivers. They decided to build a step pyramidal temple tower, of brick and bitumen, whose summit was to be the gateway to heaven. Their desire was to make a reputation for themselves so that they would not be obscured among all other undistinguished people and be scattered throughout earth. The Lord observed their city and tower, and he declared that this was just the beginning of what they would do, and that nothing would be impossible for them because they were one people with one common language. So the Lord decided to confuse their language so that they would not understand one another, and he scattered them throughout earth, so that their building was disrupted. Therefore the name of the city was called Babel Gate, of God, interpreted in Hebrew as to confuse. Commentary. Religion is mankind's attempt to access heaven by their own ability. The people of Babylonia wanted the blessings of heaven. They decided to try to take them for themselves. They feared being scattered throughout earth. Their action did not accomplish what they wanted, and brought about their scattering and obscuring that they feared through the confusion of their language. Jacob, the father of the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel, had a dream of a ladder reaching into heaven and the angels of God ascending and descending. God has designed a ladder, John 1:51, a way of God's blessings to descend from heaven to us, and a way for us to ascend into heaven. Jesus is that only way, Acts 4:12, John 1:4-6. God confused the language of mankind at the Tower of Babel so that they would not be able to cooperate with one another to accomplish their own will apart from God's purpose. God reverses that confusion of language for those who accept Jesus as Lord and trust and obey his teachings. This reversal began on the first day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1-13, by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. This form of speaking in tongues was for the purpose of communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ to people of other languages. There is another form of speaking in tongues which is called glossolalia. It is unintelligible ecstatic utterance. It is intended to be a sign to unbelievers, not believers. 1 Corinthians 1:4-1:33, CFV 22. I agree with Paul's position that prophecy is superior to glossolalia, and that glossolalia should be restrained in worship unless there is someone who can interpret. Jacob had his dream of the ladder at Bethel, meaning house of God. Luz was the Canaanite name. Genesis 28:10-12, 17-19. Babel meant gate of God in the Mesopotamian language, but was interpreted in Hebrew as to confuse. The Mesopotamians were certainly confused to suppose that their step pyramid could reach to heaven, and that they could obtain the blessings of heaven by their own efforts. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.